Tomorrow's news today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ago when President Trump arrived with Elon Musk and the rest of his entourage to our arch enemy, communist China. Quite the images that you're seeing there on screen of your TV viewer, radio listeners. You'll get the play-by-play here with your chronicler. That's me, Alex Jones. It is Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. And it's like every day just gets more intense. This broadcast is a mega important transmission. And I don't even know which one of these huge stories to say is most important because they're all interconnected massively. You have the WEF, World Economic Forum, announcing AI will save humanity and is our God and is our Savior. They're all saying it. It's the official talking point. Like for the last year, it's we want your trust back. We're sorry about lying about COVID. You know, they always have their talking points. Oh, we need carbon taxes. You need to cut your son's penis off. Well, the new talking point is AI is your savior. They actually say is the savior, is your God. I mean, wow. Got all that over there. Tied into that, King Charles announces everyone will have a digital ID for the global tracking and carbon taxes and control and vaccine passports. Boom, in his little king outfit with the purple crown on. Can't make that up. And there's more. On that front, you've got Fink saying he just declares war on anybody, any town trying to block their data centers, coming in and slurping up the water and dumping toxic waste everywhere and tripling everybody's power prices is already happening. That's insane. You have Gorka that's now been made the head of counterterrorism, terrorism czar, literally saying that Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes are terrorists. And then the Breitbart editor's like, yeah, they need to be criminally investigated. They're foreign agents. So it's the new Russiagate, but using that on Trump's own supporters, now claiming they're Qatari or Iranian agents. And you know I'm on that list, too, they want to come after, as signaled by the president in those posts. So this is unbelievable. Meanwhile, this is all over mainstream Israeli television and newspapers. They have the whistleblowers have gone public with the memos. Channel 13 reporting on it as well nationwide. Israel soldiers exposed directives to execute all men in Gaza. Absolute cut and dry genocide. And then that ties into just total flip outs on Fox News that Iran is worse than 9/11, even though they haven't hit us with a terror attack. And we've got to destroy them, and anybody that isn't for that is a traitor. That on the heels of Trump saying, I don't care about America's financial situation. That doesn't motivate me. Wow. That's not even on his radar screen. Talk about political suicide in the midterms. He can't be that ignorant. More massive evidence coming out. The Hunter virus is a staged hysteria. And they're definitely trying to roll out a whole new COVID 2.0. It's just unbelievable. The huge stories we've got. Meanwhile, Elon Musk paid millions to put up beautiful murals on the East Coast for the beautiful Ukrainian immigrant who was murdered by a psychotic who'd been let out of jail 40 times committing violent crimes. And now they're saying it's racist and taking down her murals. Remember, she got stabbed to death. Unbelievable. And so much more today, and big guest, and your calls. It is all coming up. But remember, this is a participation sport. Start your engines in the info war. Take the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live on Rumble and share them now. And tell people all about those radio stations you're listening to. You've got all the power. Unleash it. It's an info war. Loose your... Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I push it on you. You are insane if you don't get our Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our Methylene Red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some. Was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What's left of the globalist Western Empire. President Trump has arrived in Beijing to meet with the communist dictator for life, Xi Jinping, in a high-stakes event. Trump has a huge group of camp followers with him, including Elon Musk. We'll be tracking it as it unfolds. The Atlantic Monthly, that is the mouth of the neocon leftist CIA command system on record, declared that Iran has the United States in checkmate and that Trump has humiliated America and it's a total disaster and now the American empire is going to fall apart. Now, that's what the globalists have been positioning forever. Trump came in to save the empire, reform it, he said, did a lot of good stuff, and then joined with the Israel wing of the globalist system and started getting off track in the last 8 months. But it's just incredible to watch the neocons that push for this war so hard throw Trump under the bus and say that it's a total disaster and that they can keep the strait closed indefinitely, which is the known Pentagon assessment, when they were the ones cheerleading this. Checkmate in Iran. Washington can't reverse or control the consequences of losing this war. And what Robert Kagan, a horrible, evil neocon, one of the top ones, architect of many of these evil wars, based on fake WMDs, you name it, I read the article this morning, takes no responsibility for them being at the center and running this policy since the year 2000. A year before 9/11, they put out the Project for the American Century, and he was one of the authors of it. Look at that. Checkmate in Iran. Wow. And I told you 75 days ago, it would end like this, setting up the recovery, setting up Trump, blaming Trump, which he gets some of the blame. But who gets more of the blame? The person that gets conned and goes along with it, or the people that engineered it and have a long history of running the whole thing? Unbelievable. And then you've got Gorka, the gay whale, as I call him, now the head terrorism czar, the top counterterrorism official in the United States, who only became a U.S. citizen in 2012. He has like seven or eight fake British accents. Even while he's talking, he'll be shifting in and out of weird fake British accents. He absolutely hates my guts. He supported the COVID lockdowns, four shots. He supported red flag laws. He supported all the censorship of Trump supporters during the first administration. I mean, he is a bad guy. Well, Gorka has come out and put out a new national terrorism strategy, counterterrorism strategy. Remember, one of the first things Biden did in 2021 when he got in through fraud was put out his report saying the number one threat was white people and the number one crime is white terrorism. That's like saying, you know, the number one event is leprechauns running around your front yard or unicorns or something. Basically doesn't even exist. But they then have this whole strategy to persecute and censor and all this control. Well, now it's all about left-wing terrorism and tranny groups and all the rest of it. But instead of saying they're going to prosecute them or no, they say we're going to go after people for their behavior, not criminal behavior, but their potential behavior and their statements. And then he's talking to the Breitbart editor, and it's clearly a staged canned statement. And he's like, well, are there any right-wing terrorists? And he goes, well, no, we don't count Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes as right-wing or conservative. That's saying they're terrorists. And then, in case you didn't, you know, wasn't clear, the Breitbart chief editor shamefully says, we'll play the clip in a moment, well, we need to investigate them. They're clearly on the payroll of Qatar, and they're clearly, and remember Tucker about 3 months ago learned that he was under criminal investigation by the DOJ as a Qatari agent with no evidence of it. Meanwhile, Qatar gives Trump a $500 million airplane. That's fine. And they call me a Qatari agent, and I'm sure as hell aren't. And they call Nick Fuentes one. And so I've been predicting this would be the next thing. Because when you come out and call your most staunch supporters when you get off track, scum and idiots and losers and fried. The next thing, when you put neocons in who were key architects with the Democrats, with all of the clergy response teams and the InfraGuard and the training state police, local police, to take on constitutional terrorists, remember under Clinton, remember under Obama? All the documents we got from local and state police and feds that were good. Remember how many secret documents we got that became international news and were confirmed to all be real? Training for a coming war with American gun owners. And now Sebastian the gay whale Gorka, you know, like as in Orca, with all of his fake accents, he has now, Mr. Censorship, come out with the Breitbart editor rubbing his hands together. And in the full interview, we're only going to play a few clips of it, but you can go watch it if you want. They're like, oh, these evil people are too popular. And Breitbart's like, yes, how do we shut them down? The people don't like us now. They like Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes, who's on tomorrow for 2 hours at 1 p.m. He was going to be on today, but I had a dental appointment at 9 a.m. And then I get there, and somehow it had been canceled. So I'm here. So I moved him to tomorrow. It'd been perfect having him on today with us, but it's okay. So look for that. I'm going to interview by Russell Brand today. That'll be out this afternoon. I'm going to have that tomorrow. A lot going on. Big guest we'll tell you about coming up. But you saw Victor Boot a month ago on the show. Pretty smart guy. He's like the Eric Prince, the Russian version. Saying, Alex, I'm tracking all of this. The way you're being demonized, being attacked, next they're going to declare you terrorist. And here we are a month later, and bingo, bingo, bingo. When he singles out Tucker and Fuentes, you know where it's going next. Are there any right-wing terrorists, sir? But I don't consider Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes as being conservatives, so no. But they'll be dealt with. Don't you worry about that. Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, criminally investigate them. Get them. Get them. Get them, my lord. Get them, my lord. Get them. Get them. Get them. Get them. And then he goes, Tucker Carlson endorses Sharia law and Islam. Now, Tucker's trying to get detente. He's been a reporter for 30-plus years. He spent 5 years or longer off and on in the Middle East. He was blown up in a jumbo jet. They were targeting his dad, who was CIA shadow director, basically. That was 2 weeks after 9/11 over Pakistan. Crashed on the edge of the ocean. Killed a bunch of people. So he's over there with the UAE and other groups trying to get peace, just like Saudi Arabia, at least on the surface, is. And he said, well, you know, I get why people don't like Islam, but look at the left and transgenderism and pedophilia and the crime and the filth. You can go to some of these Islamic countries that are really nice. He's just being nice. That's not endorsing Sharia law. And that certainly doesn't make you a terrorist. So the left attacks Carlson saying, you know, he's this big racist and a xenophobe and he's for sovereignty and standing up for the West. But then separately, when he wants to be friends with the world, well, he's bad. I mean, imagine trying to say that Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes are terrorists. By the way, Nick, say what you want about him. I disagree with some things he says, but he is very smart on his feet, knows history, very eloquent. He basically riffed off of people commenting about Bilzerian being on the show a few days ago. And Bilzerian's like, exterminate it, you know, all of Israel, kill them all. He came on my show and said, well, I didn't really mean that. And I said, Bilzerian, you're either a Fed, which I don't think he is after I talked to him, or you're not thinking, do you know there are a lot of forces out there that will stage a false flag now and basically paint your name on the rifle. And that's, Fuentes eloquently laid that out. Fuentes has had people try to come to his house and kill him, who die 5 minutes later, killing three people and then dying in a shootout with police. Zero media coverage nationally when that happened. Nick does not want violence. Nick is not a Fed. Nick is being targeted by the globalist. Same thing with Tucker. Same thing with me. Same thing with Megyn Kelly, because she's reformed. And it's because we are popular and we're telling the truth, they want to try to intimidate us. Trump thinks ex-ally Tucker Carlson is a terrorist now. I mean, look at this. It appears the leopards have come for Carlson's face. All because Trump is like, all of Iran will be destroyed in one day. Their culture totally destroyed forever, never to return. Definition of genocide. We're like, dude, that's crazy. Stop it. And Trump comes out a day later and goes, okay, I won't nuke you. But I might turn you into a glowing, huge crater. The PR of that, the literal political and literal radioactive fallout. I mean, wow. And Tucker told him before the war, he said, listen to your counterterrorism. Listen to the CIA. Listen to the Pentagon, the Chairman of Joint Chiefs. They're not going to fall. 90%+ chance they hold on for at least a year. And they're going to close the strait for sure. You can't stop that with all their conventional weapons. Don't do it. And then we're proven right. And now the neocons have thrown Trump under the bus and say it's all his fault. The American empire is dead and all the rest of it. And if we continue down this road, we were dead. We were going into bankruptcy. We were having our credit rating lowered. It was already happening. And Trump brought in a great economic plan to fix that. And I was all in. Yay, yay, Doge. Yay, Trump. Yay. People are like, God, this guy's the biggest Trump apologist ever. No. I mean, compare the Democrats to night and day. And then cover up the Epstein. Cover up the Butler operation. You know, all of it. And I'm just like, I'm not signing on to this. So, I know Gorka's a slime ball, but I like Breitbart. Overall, they do good. But to watch their editor-in-chief sit there and nod his head and talk about criminal investigations and, yes, yes, yes. Does the administration think calling us terrorists or coming after us is going to make people stop waking up? It will accelerate it. It will Streisand affect it. But I've already been targeted by Obama in a national security slash terror investigation declassified by Trump a year and a half ago. I've already was in Crossfire Hurricane, one of the only people whose name's in there three times. Surveilled, targeted. They could find nothing because I'm as straight as an arrow, folks. And it just goes on and on and on. And then there was a criminal investigation of that going on. And then running those lawsuits against me, the DOJ and CIA declassified, even admitted in court. And Todd Blanche comes in and kills the investigation 6 months ago. Ed Martin. And now he's the Attorney General. We're just supposed to love that? And a lot of people, the minority of Trump supporters, but about 30% on average that I've looked at, think Trump has a 5,000 IQ, 75 trillion quad chest. I mean, Trump has more master moves than God. It goes Trump, Q, God, than everybody else. But more undercover videos by high-level administration officials, by Project, James O'Keefe's Project, OMG Media, going, oh, yeah, there's so much going on. No, Trump, you know, we just do whatever we want. you know, Trump's the problem. We just call the shots and do whatever we want. That's how it really works. On a bunch of stuff, you got some good people doing good stuff. You got some other people that are just opportunists. And then you got Trump good on some issues, bad on some. But it's so complex that they basically just do whatever they want. And that's why when we see a bad policy out of Trump, we come out against it. And there's people that think, oh, no, just agree with it all. And then we win the midterms and then Trump will be successful if you just shut up and do whatever he says. No, that's not how we win. We have to fight off all of the different bad factions that are in there trying to get the levers of control. And when the Democrats get in, if they do, I don't support them, but I'm gonna put pressure on bad policies. That's what you're supposed to do. Not just mindlessly, I follow the Democrats if you're a Democrat. I follow the Republicans if you're a Republican. This is the most mindless tribalism I've ever seen. So, the new official terrorism strategy, counterterrorism strategy, literally says they will identify and neutralize political groups that are anti-American, and then they throw in or radically pro-transgender and anarchists. So the bone is we're going to go after Antifa. We're going to go after the transgender groups. But don't worry. We define all of the former MAGA that are actually patriots as the enemy. Just like they tell you all the police states for the Muslims after 9/11. And then, of course, the whole time it was really for all of us. And they brought in 15 times more Muslims 25 years ago than were here previously. We fought them over there so we could bring them over here all pissed off. Here, let's beat this beehive a bunch while they're swarming and then move the beehive with all the bees chasing us to America and Europe. Fabulous idea. And when they, quote, identify and frustrate the radicals that might do terrorism with pre-crime, that means debanking, harassment, spying on you, FBI investigations, looking for something. I've already been through it. And so all they got to do is when the transgender cult says they're going to kill somebody, go arrest them for a terrorist threat. All you got to do is enforce the law. 9 times out of 10, they all about the attacks coming and then nothing's done because it's politically correct. No, don't violate the due process of the trans people. Don't violate the due process of anybody. But they butter this up. Oh, look, we're going to get the left now. We're going to come after them like they came after us. Oh, yeah. But don't worry, Tucker Carlson will be dealt with along with scientists. And, of course, they're just test cases. And they're announcing we're coming for you. Because remember what Tucker said 3 months ago? When he said 4 years ago, he was being spied on by the NSA. He said, oh, you're a liar. Declassified a year later. He was told by people in the DOJ that are patriots, yeah, dude, they got full investigation on your ass, digging through everything, looking for a crooked toenail. Tucker's like, I was at his house, he was talking about it. He goes, that's fine, I've done nothing wrong, but they manufactured something, I don't care, I'm ready to die. Oh, I gotta go talk, Trump's calling. You know, I mean, so that's where all this is. And now Tucker's the devil for actually being an angel sitting on Trump's ear. And the devil's Mark Levin and Shapiro and Netanyahu going, don't listen to the devil on your left shoulder. Listen to the angel on your right. Don't do it, Trump. You're being set up. You'll be a failure. Your whole economic agenda will fall. It could go into a total new world war. But Trump has brought in all the neocons like Gorka. And that's where we are. So the Israel First lobby admits they're losing the info war. They're in full panic mode. And so now they're 8-front war. Remember what the head of the ADL said a few months ago? He said, we need the same energy of the pagers killing Hamas in America with our detractors. And if you say Israel got us in this war, we're coming after you for that. And if you criticize Zionism even, we're going to get your ass. Mark Levin, Tucker, you think with your little podcast we won't come after you? You think you're safe? We'll do whatever's necessary to come after you. See my giant American flag female brooch? I may not be able to walk a mile. Find my ass with both hands. But let me tell you, pal, yeah, you're going to be getting it. So let's go out to break with just a clip of him with the salivating Breitbart editor about how Nick Fuentes and Tucker are terrorists and how they need to be investigated. Here it is.
So let's come back to right-wing extremism. Do you regard it as a threat at all or anything that's important to be considering right now? Because the SPLC revelations, I feel like we just got the tip of the iceberg. We don't really know how deep it goes. I mean, is there any? Like, I guess that's the question. It's I'm assuming there's a little bit because there's it's a big country. There's a little bit of everything. But is there really anything?
So right now, I can tell you that we need to get to the bottom of what the SPLC engendered. If you are paying alleged putative conservative extremists, then you're funding them as a left-wing organization, then what is that? Is that left-wing extremism or right-wing extremism? That is why it is imperative that what the FBI is doing, what the money trail investigations, by God bless him, Scott Bessent, will lead us to, will be crucial to understanding the real threat picture in America. But right now, we are not seeing comparable trend lines to violence on the right as we see on the left. And also, can I get extemporaneously just kind of add a little addition here?
Please.
It's up to people like you. I'm not a political analyst anymore. I'm a counterterrorism government employee. But we have to have an effective, accurate snapshot on who are part of the conservative movement today. Because I would say to you, I'm not sure that Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson are conservatives. If you are lauding a Sharia law, if you are saying that there are Muslim states that seem to be better qualitatively than America in terms of freedom and prosperity, I'm not sure that means you're part of the conservative movement. So if you remove those individuals and you understand that they're not conservatives, what's left? Who are the people in the mainstream of the conservative movement, Alex, who are saying violence is okay? Hard to find people who aren't fringe figures.
Yeah, so this is something that's, I don't talk a lot about Fuentes on the show because I always knew that there was something up about it. It was very obvious to me and I just didn't know how much. It's always tough when you've got a big newsroom like Breitbart because I've got two options. I've got ignore it, knowing this thing is eventually going to go away, right, or direct a bunch of fire at it. And we did a couple of pieces on him over the years that have been negative, obviously. But it's the I didn't spend a lot of time on it because it felt very inorganic to me. Certainly the numbers that were reported around this guy, that he was commanding this huge audience, though like, none of us know anyone who actually
cares about his show. You know, stop right here. I'm going to come back with the rest of this. Nick Fuentes is incredibly smart and entertaining. Anybody that watches him knows that. He gets debanked. People try to come kill him. They try to arrest him and try to indict him. I've been through all the stuff he's been through and more, okay? So I know when somebody's real or not. Oh, he's inorganic. No, you're inorganic, Breitbart, propped up by all the big Republican Party money over the years, and I still didn't attack you for that. So you're literally up there, and notice, well, once we've singled out Tucker and Fuentes and the ilk, there's no violence in our areas, our people. Where is Tucker calling for violence? Where is Nick Fuentes calling for violence? I have Nick last week and yesterday before you even came out and said this, decrying violence and telling the nationalist movements and patriots do not engage in any offensive violence. You are a damn liar, you interloping, ladder-climbing, sycophantic, gormer, worm-tongue from Eastern Europe. Nothing against Eastern Europeans, but you're just a piece of crap. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, the head of counterterrorism for the United States of America, the second most important position of the 18 intelligence agencies, we get rid of Joe Kent, a super patriot, super soldier, his wife died, you know, over there, the whole nine yards, CIA. We get rid of him because he tells Trump the truth. They basically said resign. He said, okay, I hope you change course. You made a big mistake. And we get Gorka, Mr. Censor, Mr. Neocon, Mr. New World Order, the most sycophantic person you can imagine, with this big terrorism report saying we're going to target people and identify and, quote, neutralize them off of their political stances. And he's like, don't worry, we're going after what they call right wing, but they're not really right wing, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and their ilk. And then he said, there'll be no violence because the neocons are good and the original MAGA is bad and we will purge them and we will purge the left as well. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. Todd Blanche has protected the entire left and everything they've been doing. So we already played the clip, but I'm going to play the end of it now. You heard them. The violence. Once we cut out Carlson and Fuentes, there won't be any violence from the right wing because they're not right wing. Once you investigate them, and that means me, of course, who's been under this with Obama and all the rest of it, and it continued on in Trump's first administration. And to Trump's credit, they found out and gave me the DVD with all the FBI documents and everything. Said, here, this is wrong. And had and Trump told Ed Martin in a meeting. Martin called me and said, no, Trump wants to, you know, look into your cases. I'm like, wonderful. That's thank you, Mr. President. And then Todd Blanche comes in and is in ABC News and says, no, Alex Jones is bad. We're killing these investigations. Did I flip out on Trump then? I said, well, I'm going to wait and see. It's not all about me, but this is a bad sign. So that is the reality of what we're facing here. And it is a big deal to have the terrorism czar. And he didn't just say this on Breitbart. He's making the rounds. And he'll, at CPAC, you name him, he'll go outside the building and find a group of America Firsters and he'll come up and go, you're the most disgusting scum. You're filth. You're garbage. I'll deal with you someday, don't you worry. And I'm doing a bunch of different British accents because I've seen him do at least seven different made-up ones, and he'll change while he's talking. I mean, we're talking real weirdo here, okay? So this is just back to the future with what we have with the neocons and Democrats targeting the Patriots and then mixing in some transgender and Antifa so that the general public thinks it's a good idea. Very serious. All right, so let's finish up with that clip. And then I'm going to go into Fuentes just directly after it. Excellent rant he did about Bilzerian. And I appreciate Bilzerian saying he doesn't want to kill all Jews now, and he didn't mean that and everything. But that's genocide stuff. And that's wrong. We're going to kill all the Persians. I thought we're saving them, Trump. And then this is coming up. Israeli soldiers exposed directives to execute all men in Gaza. It's been reported by Haaretz, Channel 13, all of it. Kill all males. That is genocide. Go ahead and finish up with the Gorka clip with the Breitbart editor and then go right into Fuentes.
I've got two options. I've got ignore it, knowing this thing is eventually going to go away, right, or direct a bunch of fire at it. And we did a couple of pieces on him over the years that have been negative, obviously. But it's I spent a lot of time on it because it felt very inorganic to me. Certainly the numbers that were reported around this guy, that he was commanding this huge audience, though none of us know anyone who actually cares about his show in a serious way. And now he came out just a couple of days ago and said he's a flat out Democrat. So it just it just confirms anything that we would have thought. But then the question is, who beefed up these bogus numbers? And that's something that maybe could be investigated.
Now, again, before I go to this Fuentes clip, I'm not a Fuentes apologist. Fuentes has been 100% clear that he hates the Democrats and all their policies. He said vote Democrat because the Republicans have gone off the rails and aren't doing what they said they do. Then if we lose the midterms, historically, that means we could win the national election. That's how that works in almost every case, except one, the party that wins the national election loses in the first off-year election. So Nick technically is right in theory. I can't vote for Democrats. They are pure evil. I don't agree with his view on that, but I understand why he has that position. We will debate that tomorrow. But that is not he's a Democrat. But again, back to, oh, he has fake numbers. And before that, they need to be investigated for being funded by foreign powers. And you've got the Levins and all of them. And Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy, has come out and said, investigate Tucker. He's a foreign agent. I know what prison to put him in, so he'll be gang raped. That clip's coming up. He fantasizes about Tucker Carlson being anally raped. It's just over the top, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go to Nick Fuentes on Dan Bilzerian. This is a powerful breakdown.
You want to take it from the internet into the real world? Okay, how? You want to take over the government?
Ready
how?
It's on the list. And then
there was another instance where he said the same thing. This coal burner comedian, who's his biggest supporter, said she's quoting somebody. She says, Dan Bilzerian wants to kill Israelis. He never said that. Dan Bilzerian replies, I actually do want to. F*** him. F*** him. She replies, update, I've been informed he actually did say that. So now we're even. Randy Fine wants to kill Muslims and Dan wants to kill satanic ones. Okay. Now, look, we don't need to get into a lot of granular detail to understand why none of this is serious. None of this is going to work. I don't want to be associated with this. I don't know any decent person that would be. I don't know any decent person that would want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. You want to say that Israel controls our foreign policy? You're right. You want to say that we shouldn't be in a war with Iran right now? You're right. You want to say AIPAC should be registered under FARA? You're right. You want to say that Trump is controlled by Netanyahu and Mark Levin? You're right. You want to get on TV and say, I want to exterminate Israel. I want to go to war with Israel. Give me a gun. I'm going to go and kill all of them. What decent person wants to be a part of that? Sorry, what serious person, what intelligent person, who among us that is actually serious about doing everything that it takes to actually succeed in politics wants to be anywhere near that? That is a disaster. That is a liability. And by the way, I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. How long before some nut job goes out there and does exactly that and says, Dan Bilzerian told me to? God forbid. And I don't want that to happen because I don't like to see people die and I don't want to see everybody get shut down. But that's not a game. It's not funny. It's not cool. It doesn't make you a tough guy, Mr. 5'9", roid head. Nobody is impressed with that. Nobody is impressed with you. You think because you take steroids and you pay girls to pose with you in your daddy's house, paid for by your daddy's company, and you go on an interview and you say, give me a f***ing gun, I'm going to f***ing kill people. You think anybody is impressed with that little act? You think anybody finds that heroic, courageous, brave? You want to get a gun and kill people? We're waiting. I would never encourage that. It's a tough guy shtick. And it has no place in a serious political movement. None of that has any place in a serious political movement. All that is a giant f***ing liability. You talk like that, you're going to get some false flag and they're writing your name on the rifle in white Sharpie. That's what's going to happen next. You talk like that, they're gonna take away free speech. They're trying to. What do you think they're talking about at every World Jewish Congress? What do you think they're talking about at every one of these summits? What do you think the ADL is talking about? The ADL is going on TV this week and saying Trump is doing a great job at rooting out anti-Semitism. What do you think happens when a social media celebrity with 16 million followers goes on a live stream with a young Gen Z streamer and says, we're gonna and kill Israelis? What do you think happens after that? You are begging them to break all of our backs and bring censorship down on us. You are begging the telecom companies to take away the websites. You're begging Homeland Security to knock on everybody's door that has ever talked to you. So you know what? Tough guy, you know what, gorilla? You did us a huge favor. Now nobody can ever say that we have anything to do with each other because I don't want to be associated with that. You're going around talking about killing Ben Shapiro, killing Israelis. Give me a gun. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Good luck with the slut running the 50-person conference. Good luck with your campaign against Randy Fine.
So, that was Monday night he said that. Tuesday afternoon, Gorka goes on Breitbart and says basically that Nick Fuentes is a terrorist calling for violence. I challenge you to find anywhere where Nick Fuentes, in the 8 years he's been on air, almost 10, over 9, where he's done that. It's just not true. Just like they said with Lester Holt, Alex Jones has been banned on Twitter finally because he called for getting battle rifles to kill the press. Where's the video? I offered $1 million reward. I said no such thing. Just made up. You think they show a clip, but they don't. So this is a serious situation, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's Jonathan Pollard, who sold out our spy networks worldwide. People got killed over it. Sold out every secret you could imagine. Just absolute piece of garbage. Did it for money. It's a hero's welcome back in Israel. Trump pardons him in his last administration. And then now he's sitting around talking about, fantasizing about Tucker Carlson being sent to prison to be raped for taking foreign money, which there's no proof of it is a lie, which, though Tucker is under investigation for that. Boy, that's nice. Let's go to Jonathan Pollard.
The man is bought and sold, in my opinion, to enemies, true enemies of the United States, that is the Muslim Brotherhood, as bankrolled by the Qataris, that he basically is an unregistered agent for. And if that's the case, he should be taken to court, he should be charged, he should be sentenced accordingly, and I can recommend to him a few prisons where he would understand the meaning of always sitting down when you're on the prison compound, because he's a nice white boy, and I'm sure there are a lot of others that would really like to pay him back for all the racism and lies that he's been spewing on his shows towards them as well, not just Jews. So here are two things in conclusion. Get the evidence first before you shoot your mouth off. And second of all, are you or are you not an unregistered Qatari agent? Because if you are an unregistered Qatari agent, then you really need to go to jail. I'm sorry. Quit picking on me. I've done 30 years for my crime. I want to see how many years you'll do for yours.
Oh, and Tucker hates black people. Where's the proof of that? They just make this stuff up. But here's Netanyahu on 60 Minutes admitting they're losing the information war, that have Kudlow, just, who I like economically and stuff, and just apoplectic. Oh, my God, Iran's more dangerous. It's bigger than 9/11. Oh, my God, they're going to nuke us. They're going to blow up Chicago, New York. We're all dead. How dare anyone up and be for this war? Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the neocons have officially thrown him under the bus in the Atlantic and said that he's destroyed the American empire, which they've all been pushing for China to take over. When they advised him to do it, now they've thrown Trump under the bus. As I predicted 75 days ago when this started, what happened? As I predicted before. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's pro-America? Who's anti-America? Here's Netanyahu.
Netanyahu attributes the reputational harm to Israel almost entirely to social media, which he calls the eighth front of the war.
Because it's this. This is yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not immune either. Because you can penetrate this machine. You can penetrate this little instrument. And you can say about Major Garrett anything you want. And I can paint you as a monster. And if I say it often enough, enough people will believe it.
Do you believe Israel is at risk of losing this war on that social media front? And this is particularly, I believe, important in America for younger Americans, Republican and Democrat, scrolling through images, and they would use words like barbaric in Gaza and in Lebanon.
Israel has gone to unbelievable lengths to get innocent civilians out of harm's way. We text message millions of text messages to them, make millions of phone calls to them, pamphlets, leaflets, you name it, okay? We have seen the deterioration of the support for Israel in the United States almost, I would say, it correlates almost 100% with the geometric rise of social media. And that by itself is not what caused it. And I don't believe in, you know, in censoring them or anything. But I'll tell you what happened. We have several countries that basically manipulated social media. And they do it in a clever way. And that's something that has hurt us badly.
Is it your belief, Mr. Prime Minister, that nothing that Israel has done, tactically or strategically, has made no mistakes, either in Gaza or the West Bank, that have in their own way contributed to this negative impression of Israel, whether it's on social media or someplace else?
No, of course. Look, it's war. And in war, armies sometimes miss, and civilians die, And these are mistakes. These are not deliberate things that happen. Israel is besieged on the media front, on the propaganda front, and we've not done well on the propaganda war.
All right. This just out. It's all over Israeli TV, newspapers confirmed. The documents have been released. Overhead shot. Israeli soldiers exposed directives to exterminate all men in Gaza. That's up at alexjoneslive.com. With all the links to the TV stations and newspapers with the documents in Hebrew. You can go there and see our article. When we tell you something, we put links to all of it. Israeli soldiers say orders were to kill any man encountered in Gaza. That's why they would call them all in to get the food and mow them down. I've talked to guys that were pro-Israel, war heroes, Iraq, Afghanistan, that worked there for the aid agencies, and they said, my views totally changed. They would just shoot men, women, and children. You heard Netanyahu, oh, we, heaven and earth, do not, you know, sometimes we miss, though. They'll hit a church with a bomb and then hit it again two more times in the next couple hours and say it's an accident. They shoot up ambulances, all of it. Just, they run over reporters with bulldozers. Stop lying. Netanyahu, oh, the rise of social media. No, it's the rise of what you're doing in an information age when everyone can see it. And we've got, again, Kudlow and everybody. They are just panicking. Everyone's turning against Israel. Oh, my God, the World Jewish Congress. Everybody hates us now. What are we going to do? We'll just censor and arrest everybody. Double down, double down. We'll rape Tucker Carlson in prison. We'll declare him a terrorist. I love how the globals were obsessed with me for all those years. It was Trump and then me. And now, how'd that work out for you? Let's just play part of Kudlow. It goes on and on for like 5 minutes, but this is hysteria. Here it is. Because he's getting marching orders. Here it is.
In terms of regime change, the president has said from the beginning he hopes the Iranian people will go and do that, will go and secure the freedoms they want. 42,000 of them lost their lives just for protesting.
Inhumane.
The repression.
I call it, I mean, it's the worst.
It's inhumane.
It's Nazi-like. I'm sorry.
People saying
it just
since
is.
The Holocaust. Absolutely.
Since the Holocaust.
And we can't look the other way, because look at what happened then. So many leaders looked the other way. Trump's just not a guy who's going to look
how
the other way.
How can a political party possibly oppose this? It is beyond. I know they do. The Democrats do. I don't understand. This is worse than 9/11 in a sense. It's not really worse than 9/11 because we lost almost 3,000 people. I don't want to go down that road. But everybody was united in defense and patriotism of the United States. It's gone now. How can that be? Iran is, in some sense, worse, bigger than Al-Qaeda. They haven't done us direct damage yet, but we're risking, you know, Boston, New York, Chicago, you name it, that kind of thing. How can people all of a sudden turn against Israel? A democracy, our best friend for so many years. How is this possible?
Because they don't like the fact that Donald Trump is the president and that he's back. He fooled them.
Oh.
Look, you're making a great point. You have people like Jack Reed, who's probably been in the Senate in public office as long as Iran has been the state sponsor of terror. You've got Cory Booker maligning the president. He embarrassed himself by trying to be our commander-in-chief. He got zero votes in the Democratic Party primary. These are not serious people, Larry. And by the way, I think that when people are asked the right polling questions, the president gets more support
very well.
Here. The other thing that's going on
here is, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just want to make this point. You know, you mentioned Jack Reed, Cory Booker. And I don't even want to make it political.
All right, let's stop there.
I know they have.
They're trying to fool Republican voters that, oh, the Democrats are against this war, so it must be good. The Democrats had the votes with the war powers to block it. They didn't. They know it's a disaster. They knew it was a setup to kill the recovery. That's why they supported it. Okay? And they're pro-Israel at the end of the day as well. You have the head neocon in a big article in Atlantic Monthly saying, checkmate, Trump has lost the war to see in the American empire. That's what they want. That's what they're pushing. And then you have Israeli soldiers exposed directives to kill all men in Gaza, and they even created a document. They gave them a document because they're like, hey, give us orders then if we're going to commit war crimes. And then you're a terrorist if you're against this. This is designed to have America create this war. We get the blame. We end as a superpower. The globalists take over. We have been set up. We had Joe Kent on, you know, a month ago. He agreed with our host, Harrison Smith, that no, this is a setup to bring down the Trump administration. And that's it. There's no longer a question about it. All right. I've got so much more to get to. And Trump and China and the Israel First lobby calling for all this new censorship and new statements by Trump that are even more bizarre than yesterday, where he said, I don't care about our economy, that doesn't motivate me. To what extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal, President Trump? Not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans. I mean, that's a quote. In what world is it good to talk like that? But remember, I'm not backed by Qatar. I'm not backed by Israel, the Republicans, Democrats. I'm backed by you. And I bring you incredible products. Now, today is the last day of the buy one, get one free sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that funds this operation. That's our sponsor. That owns the network. You want to see us continue and expand and win? We need your support. Plus, the products are great. Only sell you something that really works. You can buy one Shilajit gummies. That's the very best Shilajit out there. All these natural peptides, libido, stamina, energy, health, skin. It's just incredible. It is so amazing. Not a stimulant, but acts as one. Get a big old bottle of these gummies right here. You see these? Big old giant bottle of these bad boys. They taste so good. They're so concentrated. And you can get another one free, or you can mix and match and get Ultimate Creatine, the highest quality creatine, one scoop a day. Not as good for your muscles. Incredible for your brain. So many neurological problems reversed by creatine. Buy one canister of creatine, get another one free. Or buy one Shilajit gummies, get a creatine free. Or get two gummies. You know, buy one, get one free. It's however you want. Buy one of the Shilajit, get another free of the Shilajit, or mix and match. Buy one canister of the creatine, get another one free, or mix and match. That ends tonight at midnight, and a bunch of other sales end tonight as well. Huge sales, thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I want to thank you all yesterday because we saw a big uptick because we need the funds. And I saw it when I said, look, commit to being a VIP. You can cancel any time for free. One click of your profile, thealexjonesstore.com. You spend $30 in the store, just click VIP, cancel anytime. You get $40 instantly spent in the store when you become a VIP. Special deals, special offers, and special sales on everything. So if you buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you got to be a VIP. Cancel anytime. Become a VIP. Commit to this operation. It's a light commitment. You can back out of any time, but you get the better deals. And so take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. The big sale ends tonight. Take action now. Hour number two straight ahead. Share those live feeds now, and I love you. Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra brain booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, at the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultra Methylene Blue Gummies, the first run. They're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off. That's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And finally, the sister site of TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition t-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.